family.
22 minutes past seven. More now on Ukraine and how people there, particularly in Kiev, are weathering the tensions of this time, the repeated warnings that a Russian invasion could be very close indeed. One of Ukraine's best-known writers is Andrei Kurkov. Our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams has been speaking to him in Kiev.
Evening prayers in the Cathedral of St. Michael, Kiev's patron saint. No room here for the harsh, discordant notes of faraway politicians. The faith is fierce. But as they light their candles and cross themselves before the icons of saints, they know the talk of war is increasingly urgent. They don't want to believe it.
There are people who want to fight, on this side and the other side. It's always been like that. They're warriors. I don't know. I hope everything will be fine.
Andrei, I want you to tell me about this rather remarkable book.
It's not easy for somebody who cannot see the book because it has a huge size.
Andrei Kurkov has war on his mind too, but one between mushrooms and peas. Ukraine's leading satirical novelist has a new book out, updating an old Slav fairy tale.
In the last edition, it was actually about nasty mushrooms against nice vegetables and things like this. In my story, I decided to change it and I made mushrooms more or less positive and very much like Ukrainian people. I mean, very different, very individualistic.
The original had nothing to do with Ukraine or Russia, but in Kurkov's mind, the king of the peas is clearly Vladimir Putin.
And what does the king of peas have against the mushrooms?
Well, he just wants to take over the forest.
And is that what Russia's war games raging away across the border in Belarus are all about? Does the man in the Kremlin want to take over the forest? That's what some Western leaders are arguing.
Mr. Putin, if I could follow up, you say wrong information.
But when the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is quizzed by foreign reporters, he says he still sees things differently.
I have to analyze all the information which we have, because we are on these borders. It's our borders. It's our territory. You know, I have to speak with our people and say people truths, and the truth that we have different information.
Different information, perhaps, but also different experience. As Andrei Kurkov points out, this country has already been at war for 8 years.
We are now between virus and war. I mean, against virus, we were vaccinated with different vaccines. Against the war, we were vaccinated in 2014. And seven plus years of this war made people more stable.
So you have the antibodies from 2014.
Yeah.
But isn't this possibly a very virulent new strain of the disease?
It is. But still, I mean, the old vaccine is still working. If the war starts, we'll have more of this news. We'll have, of course, more of dead soldiers coming home in coffins, etc. But I think actually these 7.5 years made Ukrainians even more independent, and they even more love and appreciate their freedom.
Slava Ukraini!
Some of them were out on the streets at the weekend, defying Putin, pledging loyalty to Ukraine, promising to resist. Andrei Kurkov says he's resisting too, with his book about mushrooms and peas.
I feel a bit strange. And psychologically also, I'm at the same time prepared for any kind of news. I'm not running away. I'm not escaping. My family decided to stay here. My wife is British. But having this book out, it makes me feel that I'm also fighting in this war.
Andrei Kurkov was speaking to our diplomatic correspondent, Paul Adams. 26 minutes past seven. Karthi has the sport.